The fact that whenever we get these, to me, I think level three grievances are an amazing animal. Because if everybody's being honest, so let me just tell you, my dad was a board member. My granddad was a board member. I've worked with boards from that have 100 students in their district to boards that have 50,000 plus students in their district, all over the state. And if they're being honest, more than likely, nobody in a level three grievance wants to be there, right? Who wants to be in the grievance? Obviously upset about something, so they wish they weren't there. The administration is nervous about it. The board probably does not really want to be there. So it's the one time in your life when just about everybody in the room really wishes they were somewhere else. And one of the things Chris Elizalde and I were talking about earlier is often whenever we get into these grievances, what sometimes jumps out to me is that your administrators are not always as comfortable with the process. And it's not that they're necessarily trying to be mean about it. They just don't, they may not have grievances a lot. Now, some do, obviously. Some are well-versed and have grievances all the time and know the process inside and out. But many school boards have never been through a level three grievance, right? A lot of them never heard of it. So you get a lot of questions to me about whether or not we should even hear a grievance. And one of the things that's not in one of your slides, but it is on the first page of the handout, and it's about the context. So to me, I know this is grievance 101, but to me, everything's important in context. And I always like to talk about the fact that citizens have the right in a peaceful manner to assemble together for the common good and apply to those invested with power of government for redress of grievances and other purposes by petition, address, or remonstration. So